Welcome to Level 1 News. It's November 2nd, and it's turkey time.
Today is nonsense and robots and AI.
And a little bit of science and space.
Oh, yeah.
Just a touch.
And teensy, like two articles.
Maybe the most, you got to stay tuned to the end, but maybe the most demonetized episode of the Level 1 News ever.
Again, if you're playing the bingo card or the drinking game, you can hit a mark.
Because, it's coming, let me tell you.
I mean, the reviewer, whoever reviews that, if it's not reviewed algorithmically, really should actually, like, I mean, it's motherboard.
It's news.
These are reputable sources.
This is a news story, and I think it's compelling news. You know? It could be a huge... Well, let's just talk about it.
They haven't stopped giggling about it since.
And neither will you. So stay tuned for that. But first, let's talk about some robots that make other robots.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
That's the story.
There's a factory in China that's going to be a bunch of robots making more robots.
There's no pictures in this article.
Well, they got some stock photos, but it's like...
Is that going to lead to robot overpopulation?
It's AB is the name of the place. I don't know what AB stands for. But it's a Swiss engineering company that does their stuff in China. But yeah, they've decided that... It's getting too expensive. The Chinese middle class, you know, they want too much money. So let's go ahead and get that factory that builds robots with robots. Buy robots for robots.
But who buys the robots?
Well, it's FUBU, but it would be Berber. Well, we always talk about AI and how good they are at medicine. And there's just another brick in the wall of the AI revolution.
Sepsis treatment and fracture diagnosis. So this is, again, an AI that was trained from looking at just a metric ton of medical data, x-rays, and all this other kind of
stuff.
Probably
some very disgusting-looking infection photos.
Well, they're looking at x-rays, so. They are better at it, better at identifying the sepsis, better at treatment for the sepsis. Apparently, the doctors were too quick to throw IV fluids at the problem. Whereas the AI was like, no, let's get right on top of this.
Broad spec.
Yeah. And they're way better at hairline fractures that humans might miss.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. It's going to be a crazy world when you have just a personal medical bot in your home.
I was really excited by our next story.
Everybody's excited about this. If you're not excited about this, I don't even know, like, what's wrong with you?
What has happened to the human condition that you're really excited about having anonymous food delivery? It's like Uber is doing drone-based food delivery that could begin as soon as 2021, and the prospect of me being able to get food without having to interact with another human being excites me more than it should.
For me, it's not even the human being factor. It's just there's certain types of food that you want that you can't get unless you go to the restaurant. It's like, well, I don't want to get dressed and leave my house, but now you can just have a drone deliver it.
You could do the Uber Eats now, though.
Yeah,
I agree. Now, this is actually speculation. Uber put up a job posting, but you just got to read between the lines a little bit to figure out that it's probably going to be drone food delivery. Because it's like, hey, you're going to have to organize fleets of drones and accept orders and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, good news. And if you're somebody who's good at that, maybe apply to Uber. Get that job.
If you're good at organizing drones?
How about we get it done before 2021? Why we got to wait that long? I'm ready. My body is ready.
I need more food and more tendies.
Now, the problem with AI is it's kind of dumb. You know, it's good at looking for hairline fractures, but you got to tell it, you know, like a dog. You got to point at the fracture and be like, look there. Go diagnose that. DARPA wants more.
We did that story where, like, it was a banana next to a holographic sticker, and that just confused the heck out of the AI. Yeah. So DARPA wants to build a contextual AI that understands the world. And so... that type of AI would be able to look at a picture of a banana and a holographic sticker and be like, oh, this is a banana. And also some weird thing that I need to know more about.
You're talking about a human. It's a human.
Well, in AI circles, that's called artificial general intelligence. And I think this is going to be a little bit long in the tooth on DARPA's wish list.
A bit of a money pit in the government? Maybe a little bit of a pork barrel project? A
little bit of a money pit, yeah.
Well, we talked about AI doing all these things, and usually it's kind of a gimmick, you know? It's like, oh, okay, an AI did that. I can see how it's kind of crappy. You know, it's not quite what we're looking for.
Too stiff.
But in the art world, apparently everything's relative.
Yeah. We talked about this portrait before. An AI-generated portrait has now sold for $432,500, an auction first. So with this,
there he is.
If you've been following the Level 1 news, this is not any kind of news for you.
This is nearly $500,000 worth of good art right here.
It's it's just like every old portrait ever made, just condensed but not into one.
Not as crisp, you know? It's not really.
Well, it's a robot. Not That's even its a, unique vision.
I think it was literally, like, did it actually paint that, or is that digital? I don't remember.
It's probably digital.
Yeah, so not even a robot, just an algorithm.
An algorithm, yeah. Hmm. And you didn't even buy the algorithm. You just bought the output of the algorithm. This is like, what is the thing where you squeeze all the value out of a market, and then the economy seizes up because there's no liquidity in the market anymore. There's a term for that.
Well, maybe
it's like that, but art.
Maybe some artists need to contact some legal representation to stop this. Oh, wait.
20 top lawyers were beaten by legal AI. Here are their surprising responses.
Look at all those four lawyers. Look at them in that stock photo.
No, these are the actual people.
Are they actually?
They've got bios of them, yes.
There were
wow, they look like stock photos.
Well, it was a non-disclosure agreement, pretty standard, but a very thorough and complete non-disclosure agreement. And
but with three mistakes.
Yes, and the lawyers were expected to find it. And they took between, I was like 120 minutes, 156 minutes. And
I think one guy did it in like 50.
Oh, okay. So it was like 50 to 150 minutes. Something but the like AI that. Did it in
26 seconds.
26 seconds. So.
And had a better success rate.
Yeah. So.
Well, I think some of the lawyers personally did really well against it. But when you average them out.
Oh, yeah.
The AI was better. So.
And faster.
Did the AI still charge them for a full hour of work like all the lawyers did? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it charges by the second.
Reasonable. Well,
you know, before you get the sepsis, or what if you get the sepsis and it's just too much, right? And it's too far gone and you're going to lose an organ. Well, you know what? AI still might save your life.
3D organ on a chip could accelerate search for new disease treatments. So this is basically, you can have a sensing apparatus that is compatible with the cells that are damaged. So you can put nerve cells or heart cells or whatever on this scaffolding and then study it electronically, algorithmically, without actually having to experiment on a human being.
And it grows in three dimensions, whereas a Petri dish, you only ever get like a cross section, two-dimensional representation. So they believe that growing different kind of organ cells and watching how they interact will give us some insights into medicine.
I thought it looked like a celebrity deathmatch ring, but I've been told that the cells don't fight.
Well, they might, you know. Maybe you throw some white blood cells in there just to get things started. You know?
From opposite bodies.
Are you ready to rumble? Because the vibrations help with the healing process.
Well, you know who is ready to rumble for the third time.
SpaceX official says the company is about to launch a Falcon 9 for the third time. Now, these are the reusable rockets, which is going to make sending stuff to space cheaper than ever because we don't destroy a rocket when we send stuff to space. This is the first time one's been used three times.
I think they've done it as it's like they've got 16. Now they've used 16 of them twice at this point. But this is the first time, a third use. How nervous are you if your payload's on that rocket?
Pretty nervous.
It's like, guys, can I just wait?
And get... It's like, no, it'll be fine. Just pack all your China in there.
Is this a real payload or a test payload?
Is this under warranty? Well, you know what isn't under warranty, unfortunately, and last week we had some devastating news, but hey, it's back.
The Hubble Space Telescope, it was having trouble with the gyroscope, but gosh darn it, they rebooted that gyroscope, and it's good as new.
Seems like that would have been like the first thing to try, and that they would have had to like, they would have just avoided the whole article.
I don't think it was that simple. See, what was happening was they booted up a backup gyroscope. One of them actually did fail, and they booted up a backup, but it was giving them bad readings. But it turns out there was probably just like something in the gears. So they ran it through the diagnostics forward and backward to like throw whatever the piece was out of the gear. And it worked.
Nice.
I think we're at three now. So three gyroscopes left. You need two for an accurate reading. So still not the best situation.
Yay, Hubble. Good job. Way to go, champ.
Get as much research as you can in there.
That's your kid voice.
Well, here's a moral question for you. Should you be rewarded for murdering your wife?
These people think so.
There's an inmate who made a deal with authorities to reveal the location of his murdered wife's body in exchange for an Xbox. And at first, you know, I saw the headline and I started reading and I was like, oh, we're talking about Hans Reiser. No, it's just some guy in Florida. Florida man.
Florida man.
Yeah, Florida man. His poor wife. He was convicted for murdering his wife. It was a pretty open and shut case, I think. But he never would tell him where the body was. And they really wanted to give the family the closure or whatever. So they negotiated with him and he said, you know what, I'll tell you for an Xbox. He also got a little outdoor excursion to take them to the spot.
That's horrific and terrible. But
but for an Xbox, which is why we're talking about it.
Well, we often talk about the strange outrage and the kind of personality that's just looking to be offended by anything. And this week, the SQLite community really showcased that.
I thought they were trolling, but they said they weren't trolling. So the SQLite creator has been crucified. That's a pun. After Code of Conduct warns devs to love God and not kill, commit adultery, blah, blah, blah. All the SQLite people did was use the...
like, Code of Conduct for monks.
The Benedictine monk Code
of Conduct. From 1517 or something. And it's like, let's just do that. I'm not going to try to invent a better Code of Conduct.
It's clearly a joke. Like,
he defended it in an odd way. But I think everybody could sort of recognize, it's like, if you behaved in that way, you probably wouldn't offend anybody, was the point, right?
Yeah.
But so many people were quick. It's like, as an atheist, I don't approve. I don't know if I can be a part of this community because, you know, it just doesn't go along with my morals and I don't believe in that. And just a lot of sadness. A lot of
tips, Fedora.
Would you have preferred a code of conduct that is like, don't be a terrible person?
They already had that. They had like a really simple one and people weren't having that either. But I guess more importantly, the Benedictine monk code of conduct, probably not inclusive to transgenders.
Probably didn't mention them.
Probably not.
See, what would you think would happen if one of those monks in that time period went to his superior and was like, listen, I feel like I should change my gender.
You wouldn't be allowed to be at the monastery anymore.
Think there'd be a large pile of kindling in your future?
I was just thinking you had to go to the nunnery, but...
Well, if you remember, speaking of religion, you remember when Pokemon Go came out, one of the people who spoke out against it was the Pope. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he thought it was...
false idols or
of
something.
Of the devil, yeah. So, but if you were one of the people that was like, listen, if the Pope doesn't like it, I'm against it, well, good news for you.
The Vatican did not release this. The Vatican just approved of it. But hey, okay, whatever.
It was a papal...
A papal something. Blessing, yeah. The papal's like, yeah, this is fine. They've released a Pokemon Go clone for Catholics that is, I shit you not, called JC Go, where JC means Jesus Christ.
It should be called Relic Hunter.
Yeah, you can see here, so there are saints and biblical characters and things like that, holy relics, and you find them just like you do Pokemon. There's no battling, you know, because it's peaceful, but you will have to answer some trivia about Catholic religion.
It is not trivia. That is critically important. Something, something, I don't know. Fake outrage.
Well, now we have, normally, I might close the news with this story because it's ridiculous and it doesn't have anything to do with technology. But this week...
But we've got a better story.
We've got a real star at the end this week. So we're gonna,
it's something.
So we will. And in a lot of ways, these two stories might cross over, and that'll make more sense when we talk about
it. A rising star piercing the heavens. Most of Oreo will have more than triple the cream filling, and it looks absolutely disgusting.
Look at this abomination. Look at this.
It does look
repulsive.
Gross.
That's so much stuff.
It's cream.
You're foreshadowing too much. So, yeah.
I can't get this slider control out of my mind.
Oreo.
I don't think the story's that funny, but them giggling is making me laugh.
It's so funny.
It's so funny.
A lot of people are going to agree with us on that. So Oreo has, whoever, is that Nabisco or owns
it's Nabisco.
Them? Yeah, has
confirmed. I shouldn't know that, but I do.
They've confirmed, yes, this is a real thing. It's coming. Prepare yourself for it.
This is one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse right here.
The triple step Oreo.
Yeah.
You just imagine, like, there is no way you could bite that in half, no. Right? Because, I mean, it's just going to be a
I mean, you could. It's just going to go everywhere. It's,
yeah, exactly.
Like sand.
God, there's so many parallels.
Just kick the front of the desk.
Well, let's talk about Samsung. So, apparently, Russia has their own version of Paris Hilton. Who knew?
Now, see, I thought more like the Kardashians. Seems, I think that well, the Paris I Hilton mean, analogy is kind of dated, but...
For today, yeah. Because Paris Hilton, well, listen, she's yesterday's news, right?
Yeah.
Those stars burn too bright to stay, you know, in the heavens for long. But yeah, let's say the Russian Kim Kardashian, and she's an influencer, I believe is what we call them, right?
Instagram influencer, like Stacey back here.
But she's made a terrible mistake.
Samsung has sued a brand ambassador for $1.6 million for using an iPhone X in public.
So, look, yeah. She's trying to hide
it's it. So subtle.
What are they using red Solo cups? Are those coffee cups? Or?
Just oh, no, drunk. It's some kind of coffee cup. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, she was on TV, and she's a Samsung ambassador, but oops. Using an iPhone, she tweeted an apology sent from iPhone. My iPhone.
Yeah.
No, bad news. And it's also bad. So, let's say that you're a researcher, right?
Okay.
And you're in the Arctic, you know, because that's where you do some research. There's some interesting stuff going on in the Arctic.
Lots of ice.
You got to deal with cold temperatures and maybe not getting a food shipment and crippling loneliness and all those things, but some things you don't expect to deal with.
Man stabs colleague at Antarctic base after suffering an emotional breakdown.
I think he's the thing.
You think he's the thing?
They need to keep him under very careful surveillance and test his blood.
But I think...
With an electric wire.
It took him a long time to get there, so I think the thing probably abandoned that body.
Who knows? All the other researchers could be compromised.
Yeah,
we
so
don't know.
They're not going to find it in him. It's still in the base.
I was thinking it was good old-fashioned shining syndrome.
Yeah. I imagine that it was probably two people that just really didn't like each other. And you can't not spend time with that person because you would freeze to death. So. Now this story, you know, there's a lot of you in this audience who are just completely humorless. And it's shocking to me. It's shocking how
you really bothering him this week.
You tend to miss almost every like, and it's not just that like okay, I would accept if you thought the humor was bad, but you just totally miss every like the irony and the sarcasm. It just totally goes over your head, and I guarantee you there are going to be comments. Maybe not in our news, but when this comes out, people are going to be like, "This is not what Roddenberry imagined. This is not the spirit of Starfleet."
Star Trek animated comedy series ordered from Rick and Morty writer. So, talking about doing a Star Trek comedy in the style of the Lower Decks, the episode of The Next Generation, where it was more about what's going on in the Lower Decks. So, this would be like one of the worst ships in the Federation with the lower crew members. So, it's like, oh yeah, somebody's going to have to deal with that janitorial issue where, you know, crewman something or other has done something really terrible. Stuff like that.
They talked about his show pitch was, I want to do a show about the guys who load the yellow into the replicator so you can have bananas. So I bet that will be really funny. I like the memes that come from the Star Trek the Animated Series. You ever see that? Those are always funny.
They did a lot of animation cell recycling in the anime series.
Oh, so much, yeah.
So it was...
but they sell action figures.
Oh, of course they
did. Not until later. Like the action figures were just like super low quality.
Who do you think Roddenberry owned the merchandising?
Oh, that's a good question. If he had, he would probably be super wealthy.
Well, I think he was super wealthy anyway. You know, I mean, somebody's making money off of that. But anyway, this is CBS once again. This is going to be on that CBS, the same thing that Discovery's on, right?
Oh, yeah. Discovery comes back soon. Not looking forward to that.
But it's not going to be on the main television. It's just going to be that they're trying to drive people to that other thing.
Mm. Oh, streaming service?
I'm sure this will be pretty popular because, you know, Rick and Morty is such a cult classic.
If that guy is allowed to do his humor and he's still got plenty of humor left over after doing the same kind of humor for Rick and Morty, it'll probably be pretty funny.
Yeah, the CBS censors could really castrate that.
That's true.
And leave it very empty. All right, so we've teased it long enough. Teased it.
Oh my God.
Krista, why don't you read the headline?
The blowjob paper. Scientists processed 109 hours of oral sex to develop an AI that sucks dick.
This is from Motherboard. The YouTube reviewer that's reviewing this to see if it's worthy of monetization. It's on Motherboard.
The article itself is probably not that funny. It's the illustrations.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
And the animations that go with it.
Well, first, let's talk about... So, this is actually very...
Totally safe for work.
Very scientific.
It is insanely scientific.
This is not a gimmick. They are really, really... They put a lot of thought into this. And... One of the things that they did is they developed a user interface that would, and they could watch pornography, and based on that pornography, they wanted to try and judge the depth of insertion. And what does that UI look like?
That's a control. You click on the head and drag it.
That's a slider. Well, you click on the big head.
I have so many questions. I don't really want the answers, but...
There wasn't... Like, they needed to capture the data. There wasn't any programmatic way to automatically capture the data from the video, so they had to pay somebody to do this.
Yes, they watched thousands of hours and manually moved that slowly. They watched it at half speed, which takes even longer, and they had to move that slider to sort of judge. Now, you're wondering, why would they do this, right? What's that data going to be used for? Well, they're working on a device.
And if you're only listening right now, you're not really getting the full effect of the article, which has some more animations here.
You got to check out those animations. I mean, good Lord.
God, that's so hilarious.
I have a question about the efficacy of using porn to learn.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that's happening on camera.
Yeah.
Well, it's visual more than effective. Yeah, I don't know. But they pulled a lot of data, as we can see here from this GIF.
This is actually just a table.
This is all chart data that's showing off all the things that they found out. They studied things, of course, like not only just depth, but the frequency, speed, whether or not you take pauses, and they determine that you don't want just repetitive speed. You got to change it up, because in reality, it's never just, the same thing for 20 minutes or whatever. They also came up with this formula.
Are they going to be teaching that in math classrooms?
I mean, that's one way to teach Markov models, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
No one wanted to put their name on this, apparently. They've contacted a lot of researchers, and everyone was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, a lot of academic institutions were like, no. But finally, they found one, and they were like, all right, we'll do it. And we've got some scientists that are willing to participate, but nobody wants to claim credit for it.
They really did want AI scientists. They didn't just try to half-ass them. They brought in people who really understand artificial intelligence. They're like, no, we're dead serious about this. We want real AI.
Honestly, this is the kind of thing that built the internet. Most people don't realize.
Is there some poor UI artist or illustrator out there who's like, their portfolio has this GIF in it? Like, they've got illustrations for other sites. They've got, I did an icon set for Google, and then it's like, and then there's this.
Motherboarddevice.com. That's all I'm saying.
It's hilarious that's a male head, first of all. Very inclusive. You got to applaud them for that. They had some foresight. But he looks sort of just surprised.
Well, he didn't think this would be happening.
He's not sure what's going on. He's not sure how he feels about it.
Are you saying that whoever did the design didn't do a good job?
No, it's brilliant. I think it's incredible. It probably... And then we've got this... This was the workstation. So you have this real-time data, and then there's a video here. So cropped beautifully for the situation. Now, if you're watching this, some of you are laughing, and some of you are shaking your head, and some of you are downvoting. Some of you are like, what was the URL for that?
Can I pre-order?
You can't get it yet. It's being, I don't know if it was Kickstarter or GoFundMe.
You can read the article at motherboard.vice.com.
Yeah, and that'll probably point you to the crowdfunding. And I'm sure you'll get, like a test model if you pay enough for the top tier. I think they've raised like $50,000 already. That was their goal. So, And they're stretching out $50,000 with all that. I mean, that had to be kind of pricey, don't you think?
I think it was. I think the article said it was like $30,000 for all that research,
just for the AI. Yeah.
Which honestly, as far as AI research goes, especially if you've got a good team, that's actually pretty cost effective.
Yeah. And plus, none of them can put that on their resume. It's going to be an employment gap. What were you doing in the fourth quarter of 2018?
Secret research.
Yeah, I took that time off.
I was rebalancing myself. Really contemplating what I'm doing with my life.
We were too busy trying to figure out if we could, and we didn't stop to think about if we should.
During that time, I wasn't sure if AI was good for the world, to be honest with you.
What a weird article.
What a weird article. We'll see you next week.
What a weird world.